On today's episode of Secrets of Home Builders, Pat Cardone interviews Mark Verney of Associated Bank, and we discuss the different guidelines and aggressiveness that construction lending can give you, the consumer, when it comes to your construction loan.
Hi, this is Pat with SG Home Builders. I'm here with my buddy Mark Verney from Associated Bank, and we're going to talk today about construction lending and what it takes to put together loans to get you ready to build and buy or construct a house. Now, that could be a rehab, it could be an addition, it could be changes to the homes, or it could be new construction. Mark, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us what you do.
Sure, I'm Mark Verney, I'm with Associated Bank. I've been here about 11 years. I specialize in construction lending. And the best part about construction loans are the only loans that we can really use the future value of the home in order to close the loan. So you're gonna use the value of the home once all the improvements are made.
Right.
So it's a beautiful thing. What we have here are at Associated Bank, our construction loan, our ARM product. So there's four choices in which to pick for a construction loan. It's either a 3-year ARM, a 5-year ARM, a 7-year ARM, or a 10-year ARM. And you can keep that loan for all 30 years. It's a 30-year term loan. The rate is fixed for 3, 5, 7, or 10 years, depending on which one you pick. And we also offer, once the construction's complete, usually within the first year, you have the option to convert that to a fixed rate if you would like to. It's just a simple one-page modification we do to the loan.
Okay.
So your construction loan can be your end loan with Associated Bank.
That's not bad. Let's start from the beginning. Say I'm a new person coming in, saying I want to do a project on my house. What's the steps and how do I need to be prepared to come into a place like yours to get lending?
Well, construction loans, just like any other loan, except for we need a few more pieces of information.
Okay.
In order to complete the loan process. What we need are build plans, so we know what we're building.
Right.
We need a contract with a builder so that there is a commitment.
Right.
With a cost or total budget for the project.
Right.
And some plans or specs to know exactly what's going on. Those are the three things we need, apart from any other mortgage.
Well,
that's different from another mortgage.
Let's think in the mind of the consumer. What does the consumer need to be prepared for? I mean, I know that there's extra costs with construction. There's all kinds of other stuff. What do you kind of recommend to people once they're thinking about this? I mean, how far ahead of this should they be seeing you? Things like that.
It would be good to, once you know you want to go forward with a remodel or a build project,
right.
It's good to start talking to the lender at the very beginning of the process. Because
are we talking months before you get a builder? I mean, I know that these things take a while.
They
you
sure
know,
do.
Big projects,
right.
Especially.
Well, I really can't submit the loan until we.
Right.
I can always submit the loan as a credit approval without any of the build documents, and we can get an approval. It'll sit out there if the build documents are not ready, the plans, the specs,
right.
and the
right.
budget. So we can start the process long
so
before
you can,
that.
You can tell them, yeah, you guys, you can do it. Go get a builder. Go get your plans.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the approval can stay out there for, I believe, up to 6 months, and then
okay.
we can
so
also rerun
lock,
credit again, and
you
can stay out there even longer.
Do you lock that to a rate at that time, or is it just kind of?
It depends on the situation.
Right.
The longest lock we have is a 60-day lock, so that's the window at which we would be. You know, when we know
right.
we're within 60 days of closing, I usually lock the loan.
Right.
If the pricing is good, we can lock it for 60 days, and then have a little extra margin for extensions if needed.
Okay.
But typically, I don't like to lock it until we know that we're getting close to having the build documents in place, because we need to send an appraiser out
right.
and get it appraised, and that usually can take up to 3 weeks to get an appraisal
right.
done.
Right. Now, so then when someone's coming to you, we're looking at what basic score range are we looking right now?
The Associated Bank loans, we will do construction lending with a credit score as low as 670. We prefer a credit score of 700
okay.
to get the best rate. So there's
right.
going to be an increase to rate if your rate is below 700.
So there's going to be a hit on
yes,
your rate.
Correct.
Is that
correct.
A quarter point, eighth of a point?
It's about a quarter of a point difference,
okay.
right.
Okay.
And the thing to just remember is that the loan to value, the percentage of what of how much we will lend based on the appraised value,
right.
Can vary depending on your credit score. So you can go to higher loan to values with a better credit score.
Okay. So, all right. So basically I'm coming to you saying, Mark, I want to build. You tell me, okay, you looks like you're good. Go get your plans, go get everything together. Now, when they come back, they submit everything for the builder, everything from as far as the rest of their financials, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now is that a 1-year term on your loan? on your construction loan? I know you're saying it can go to
permanent. It's a 30-year term loan. We set the construction portion of it up to 12 months. So we allow the first year of the 30 years to be your construction
phase. So it's a 29-year.
So once it starts amortizing, it'll be 29 years.
Okay. Correct. So that's good.
So we do the interest-only payments during the first year while the project's being constructed.
So really, your loan is very similar to the Wintrust wraparound. It's set in fact that instead of yours is one closing, and it can just carry on.
Correct.
Right. And you guys seem to be much more aggressive in terms of underwriting and all of that other stuff.
And we're more aggressive with loan-to-values because we have special agreements with mortgage insurance companies. So we can actually lend up to 95% loan-to-value on a construction loan. For loans up to $650,000.
That's good.
We can do 90% for loans up to $850,000. Most mortgage companies cannot do that because they don't have the same agreements with the mortgage insurance companies as we do. We have a good reputation with them over the years.
Well, you guys sustained throughout the crash.
Right.
You know, that helped.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that was because of your guidelines. You guys keeping track of stuff. You know, being a little conservative when you needed to be, but now making it run. Well, you know, I mean, I know from what we've done over time, you guys are very easy to work with. You know, construction lending to me is what is the big question mark out there as people come and look to build homes, like with someone like us or with other people, even in the Builders Association. So, I mean, what is it you would tell builders about you guys and how easy it is to work with you to get stuff done? Because, you know, I've kind of focused a lot of these podcasts in the early, this is like number 7 or number 8, most of them have been about money, because that's really what the construction's about.
Absolutely.
You've got to be able to have the money to complete the project. So what is it that you guys offer to help builders work through this?
Well, just back to what I was just saying, we go to higher loan to values than other banks on these construction loans. So if an appraisal does come in a little short, we have wiggle room with options to add mortgage insurance if needed to higher loan to values. That usually gets the loan closed. It gets it over the finish line because we have that extra flexibility in the loan to value.
That's important to have.
It's really important, especially when someone's building a very nice home that might be over built for that area, we have more wiggle room with the loan to values in order to meet that need.
Now, what are you guys seeing right now? Are you seeing an uptick in construction, or how's the market looking to you guys?
The market looks great for construction. It's been strong for a couple of years now, and it continues to be strong. The economy is doing very well right now.
Right.
And
I mean, we're seeing the same thing.
You know, people in the industry know it's kind of hard to find lots or properties because they get snatched up so quick. The inventory doesn't stay on the market so very long. So the construction...
It seems like the city is very strong, and it seems like the suburbs is coming. It's not there yet. So much land available still. A lot of unfinished projects seems like still. I mean, are you guys starting to see more in the suburbs here in the area?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, the most of what I do is in the suburbs. I'll do some construction loans in the city itself, but most are in the surrounding suburbs.
Well, that's good because, you know, we have a lot of regional builders and you know, we also build down in Naperville, so that's fantastic. So that sounds like a good plug-in point for us, because why don't you give me your information and your contact information, because I know we've got people down in Naperville looking to gut and also to add second stories and things like that.
Sure.
Why don't you let me know what, you know, how they can get a hold of you and...
Sure. Again, this is Mark Verney with Associated Bank. I specialize in construction lending, and I can be reached at 312-861-1527, and I'd be happy to go over your build project with you to show you exactly how easy it is to do a construction loan and to step you through the process.
Mark, thank you so much. This is Pat Cardone with SG Home Builders with Secrets of Home Building. So thanks a lot, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Pat.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for more ways you can maximize your experience when it comes to building or remodeling your custom home, you can visit us at sghomebuilders.com. Thanks so much and have a great day.